finally today, music critic Tom Schnabel has a little Cuban magic.
A gorgeous new album has come out, courtesy of Maraca. His name is Orlando Maraca Valle, and he is a Cuban flute player. It's called Maraca, and his Latin jazz all-stars, Ray Encuentro's Reencounters, recorded live at the Grand Theater of Havana. He has such a beautiful, beautiful sound. An example of that is a piece called Camerata and Wawanco, and he's playing along with the participation of the Havana Chamber Orchestra. Together, it's musical magic. The track is called Camerata and Wawanco, and it's from Orlando Maraca Valle. I'm a flute player. I'm not very good, but I do improvise and I play some of the classical stuff. And I would hate to be, you know, to be next to him in some sort of musical contest, because he is absolutely amazing. And this album really cements him as one of the greatest of all the Cuban flute players. Let's hear one of the danzones. Danzón is kind of a very romantic, dreamy music. It's a nostalgic music. So this is a piece that he calls Danzón from the 21st century, but it really has that kind of old school feeling of the 1920s, and it gives him a chance to just play such beautiful notes. The final track that I want to feature from Maraca's new album is a classic. This was written by Chano Pozo, a conga player. He wrote this song along with Dizzy Gillespie called Manteca. Manteca means lard, but what it really means is just soulful. Soulful feeling is what it means. It's a classic song. It's recorded by many different people. It has a deep history in the relationship of American jazz and Cuban music that started back in the 1940s. So it's Manteca. It's rendered here by Maraca. Maraca, a Cuban flute player, a virtuoso. His new album is called Reencuentros. It was recorded live in Havana with a beautiful string section, the Havana Chamber Orchestra, and it's one of my absolute favorite new records.
Tom Schnabel joins us from Station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Cuba's Maraca and his Latin jazz all-stars end our program today. They're touring the West Coast this coming weekend. We've got more information at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow.